On this day, 7th May 1921, Craig on his adventure. The fears which filled the hearts of Sir James Craig's extreme supporters on Thursday night have been banished to some extent, but doubts still remain embedded in many hearts. Captain Herbert Dixon, MP, Unionist Chief Whip, met Sir James on his arrival from Dublin and told him what the extremists were saying. Hence the haste with which a manifesto was issued to the public in yesterday morning's press. Having learned all that Sir James cared to tell, Captain Dixon hastened to an anxious Tory meeting and related a tale of his leader's heroic daring, which reads like a chapter from the adventures of Buffalo Bill or an exploit of the heroes that figure in the novels of Mr. Zane Grey. A meeting of the Ascendancy Party magnates was held yesterday morning. And after 2 hours' consultation, the following statement was issued as coming from Sir James Craig. My conversation with Mr. de Valera having taken place, and Ulster having already, with the acceptance of the provisions of the Government of Ireland Act, reached the limit of concession, no further discussion will be entered into. When the parliaments have been established and the Council of Ireland has been constituted, there will be the necessary constitutional link between Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland. He asked the candidates to carry this message to the Loyalist electors. Sir James Craig told a Unionist meeting at Holyrood last night regarding the meeting, Ulster stands where she did. Hear, hear. Secondly, Mr. de Valera and Sinn Féin are fully aware that Ulster stands where she did and are also fully aware that neither you nor I, nor indeed any loyalist in Ulster, could for a moment consent to a republic or to any weakening of the ties between Ulster and GB and the Empire. No change has taken place. No single atom has been given up and won't be given up, not one. He went on to say that the Act provided the machinery for setting up a council, and in that council, with the consent of his colleagues, he proposed to sit and take part, and if the South and West function its parliament and return Mr. de Valera as leader, he, Sir James, will be able to meet him there and talk matters over affecting the welfare of Ireland. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. Significantly, in his efforts to calm Unionist nerves following his meeting with the Sinn Féin president, Craig expressed a willingness to operate the Council of Ireland, the last fragile bridge between North and South under the Partition Act.